One of the things I really like to do in life is I like to give gifts. I like to do that. But I don't usually just buy any old gift. I usually have a particular purpose why I buy a gift. And I do some research to understand what gift I'm buying for who and so forth and so on, because I want to know that this gift won't just fill up the junk drawer in your kitchen. And I want a gift that you'll be able to utilize, and I've been known to or to enjoy in some fashion. And if I happen to go through the drive-thru and stop and get McDonald's, I know that a sausage biscuit, not a sausage muffin, is what I need to get, right? Because that's what my wife likes. It's a biscuit, it's not a muffin, okay? So over the years, and just so you know, October will be 40 years. Over 40 years, I began to learn something about my wife. But I also love to buy gifts that mean something to other people. I've been known to buy knives that were particularly for one person or for one situation. I am an axe junkie. I like to buy axes for people. I like to buy knives for people. I like to buy machetes for people. I like to buy just blades. And I don't buy fake stuff. Don't give me that dull stuff. Don't give me that stuff that's plastic. Whoever thought about buying a plastic sword needs to have mental altercations to their head. You don't buy dull things. You buy sharp things. I bought all case knives for everyone in my family. Their mother hasn't allowed them to use them yet, but all my grandgirls have case knives because I want to buy something that matters, something that's quality, something I know that the individual can utilize. I purchased some gifts this morning. And I want to be able to give gifts. And so a picture comes up, and here's the first layer of gifts. If I bought this series and different color of cat toys, I know where they would go, okay? I know. Brindley, I need you to come. And I need you to take those to Sarah. And I give the gift to someone, and the someone is going to deliver it to someone because I know something about that someone. I know that that gift matters to someone. If I'm going to pull up this sign right here, and it's a metal sign. It talks about washing your hooves, right? And it's got cows on it. Logan, come here. And I'm going to give that to someone, and they're going to deliver it to someone else because I know something about that person. I know something about that person. I need to deliver that to that guy sitting in the back row over there with the little boy sleeping on his lap. If I'm going to get a set of Pittsburgh Pirate gear here, a quality hat and a cup, I'm going to deliver that to Zeke. Come here. I need you to take this to someone. You're going to take it to Tyler Hall. You know who that is. Silas's dad. And if we push the slide button here, I know something about some people. I know something about some people, and I also know I don't see the. Isaac, right? Isaac Gadley, are you here today? Do you know somebody that this might represent? You don't think so? What's that? Does your grandparents have donkeys?
Yeah.
Then I want you to give that to them.
They're not here right now.
I know they're not here, but I'm going to give it to you to give to them. Okay. All right. Isaac, to his credit, he didn't know I was calling on him today. I know some things about some people. Brindley, can you do this again? Miss Katie. If I'm going to give away buckwheat flour that's organic and it's gluten-free, I know who to give that to. Because I know some things about some people. And if I'm going to give a sign that has goats on it, I know who I'm going to give that to. Cheryl, can you give that to Olivia? Olivia. The really cool thing is, see, I know some things about some people that you may not know some about some people. I know that the gift that was just given to the individuals matters to them, and I know that something about them in their life that this matters. I don't give a goat sign to the Fox family anymore. I give a dairy cow sign to the Fox family anymore. You may not know that, but I know that. All right, the goats are gone, the dairy cows are in. Right? I just know that. I know some stuff about some people. Well, in the scripture, Paul knows some stuff about some people, or God knows some stuff about some people. So Paul, he's given it to Paul. He's given a gift to Paul to deliver to the people because God knows some stuff about some people, but he needs a set of hands to get it to the people. And so Paul says this in 2 Corinthians. Look what he says. Unlike so many, he said, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ we speak before God with sincerity, like men from sent from God. I like the complete Jewish version of the Bible. You can push the button. Here's what it says. For we are not like a lot of folks who go around huckstering God's message for fees. No, on the contrary, we speak out of a sincere heart as people set by God, standing in God's presence. Because why? Because God knows some stuff about some people. And as they're standing in his presence, I am not given gifts, God says, so that you can pay me. Paul says, I am not giving you the word of God so that you can pay me. I'm giving it to you because I'm standing in God's presence, living in union with the Messiah, living in cahoots with the Christ, living in agreement with Jesus. That's what he says. So he's got this God who has given him a gift to give to someone who God knows some stuff about. And he said, Paul, I want you to take this gift to them. I am not carrying this message so that you can pay me, Paul says. I carry this message, you can push the button, because I love God and he loves you. I carry this message from the very presence of God. I carry this message because I am walking with Jesus. I carry this message because God wants you to have it. Driven by a passion from a pure heart, a passion and a pure heart, coming from the very presence of God. This message, this gift from God, coming from the very presence of God. Coming through the one who is walking with Jesus. Coming to someone that God has targeted to receive it. Am I making sense this morning? God's got a whole raft of blessings and gifts that he wants to pour out and speak into people's hearts and into their lives. But he's looking for those that are living in union with the Messiah. Looking for those who are walking with Jesus. Those who would say, Logan, come forward, or Brindley, come forward, or Isaac, come forward. And they come forward. That I can hand a gift to Cheryl and just speak into her. This gift goes there. And immediately she carries the gift to the other side of the room. That's what God's looking for. God's got a gift for us, a gift for you, a word to speak into your heart, a strengthening, an encouragement, a comforting, a healing to come to you. But he needs people. He needs people who will say, yes, God, living in union with the Messiah. Because this gift is coming from the very presence of God. This is not your junk stuff. This is not your plastic sword stuff. This is God's stuff. God bringing it through you and through me into those that he has targeted to receive it. Because God knows some stuff about some people. From the very presence of God, through those walking with Jesus, Several years ago, I was sitting in my office, and I've shared this story before. And I'm sitting in my office, and I watch, and we have a porch on the front of our house. An open porch, but all of a sudden I saw something go by my window under the porch, right next to the window, which is quite a distance under the porch, which seems it's wintertime. It could be a neighbor kid jumping across the porch. I don't know, but it's wintertime. It just seemed weird, something go by. And so I looked out the window, and I couldn't see what it was. So I went outside to see what it was. And two mourning doves were sitting on the edge of the yard. And they had just flown by the window. And I'm looking at those mourning doves, and they're not flying. And I'm beginning to look at them more and more, and even take a few steps, and they don't fly. And I'm thinking, God, if you want to say something to me, I'm a little thick in the skull here. You're going to need to make this very clear of what you're trying to say to me. If I'm just out here in the wintertime, just being kooky, looking at two birds with no shoes on, then okay, God. But if you want me to hear something, then say it real clear to me. And all of a sudden, the birds took flight, and they landed on my neighbor's porch. And then they took flight, and they landed on the other neighbor's porch. And then they took flight, and they landed on the neighbor's porch. And they took flight, and they landed on the neighbor's porch. And they took flight, and they landed on the neighbor's porch. No exaggeration. All the way down the street. And I heard God say, "This community needs God's grace." Porch by porch by porch, person by person by person. I have a message. I have a gifting. I have something I want to give to those people. I know some stuff about them. You don't know some stuff about them. You got to trust me. You got to trust me that what I want to give from my very presence, I just need you to respond and take this gift and go from porch to porch to porch. But don't just get in your mind that you can just go to any porch. You got to listen. You got to listen. You can't just give a goat sign just as anybody in the room because they're going to think you're crazy. But one young lady doesn't think I'm crazy because it matters. And God says, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for those individuals who will fly from porch to porch to porch because this community needs God's message. This community needs God's blessing. This community needs God's gifts. And God loves to give gifts. I'm telling us right now, God's not holding out on us. God is a giver. He gave His one and only Son. God is a giver. He loves to give good gifts. But we've got to be the ones that are ready to receive the gift. Yes, I will come forward. Yes, I don't know who that person is. It's this. Yes, I'll take it to that person. Luke 4:18 and 19 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the good news or take the gift to the poor. He sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoner or take the gift to the prisoners. Recovery of sight for the blind, to take the gift of healing to those around us. To release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's gift giving." God's in the business of giving gifts. From His very presence, He gives gifts into the hands of those that are walking in union with the Messiah. Carried to those that He has particularly targeted for that gift. Coming from the very presence of God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. He has anointed you. He brought an anointing on you. There's this anointing on you. That's the very presence of God. The Spirit comes and the Spirit connects you to the very presence. I'm not talking about the omnipresence. Everybody lives in the omnipresence of God. And if it wasn't the omnipresence of God, there wouldn't be no creation. If God took Himself out of our world, there would be no more world. The Bible says everything would cease at once if God withdrew Himself. The omnipresence of God is very powerful. But the very presence of God is very particular. And He wants to bring from that very presence that anointing on you. Why? Why in this passage? Because He wants you to deliver it to someone else. That's a beautiful thing. Oh, I don't know. Does God really want me to do this? Just risk it, will you? Just risk it. is coming from the very presence of God. 2 Corinthians 5 says this, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors as though God was making his appeal through us. Do you think I could have given Olivia a goat sign? It's not that far. I could have done that. Do you think I could have given the Hall family of Pittsburgh pirate stuff? They're not that far. I could have done that. And God could do it, but he chooses to use us to do it, doesn't he? Isn't that beautiful? Because he chooses to use those that are in union with the, living in union with the Messiah. But are we willing to take it? It's as if God is making his plea directly through us, coming through the one who is walking with Jesus. And Psalm 139 says this, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise, and you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going and out and my lying down. You are familiar with all of my ways." God knows some people. And we always look at that passage, oh, God knows that about me. Guess what? He knows that about you too. And he knows that about everyone in this world. And so will you pick up a gift? Will you pick up a gift from the very presence of God because you're living in union with the Messiah? Will you pick up the gift that God knows some stuff about some people and he knows what's going on in their life and he knows when they're lying down and when they're standing up. He knows their struggle. And will you take that gift? Oh, I'm going to feel stupid. Risk it. That's not the only stupid thing you've done in your life. And give it to him. Because God coming to someone that God has targeted to receive it. Push the button. "Go and stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." Just so you know, that's where we get our name. And just so you know, the logo on the shirts you're going to get means something. It's open on both ends and on the front and the back side of that loop-de-loo that goes around it, because there's more people coming in and we're not done yet. Okay, the end is not put together right because some people aren't put together right. I'm going to risk it and say all people aren't put together right. Some of it is in printing, and some of it is in cursive writing, because there's different people that are coming into our environment. The logo means something. It doesn't say our name. But he says, go. I've got a gift from the very presence of God, from the very presence of myself, and I'm looking for a few good people that will respond to give the gift to someone that I know some stuff about that needs the gift. Will you take it to him? As a matter of fact, will you go stand in the most public places at times and the full message of this new life, the full message? God said, I got more than you can ever imagine. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has in store for those who love him. I got more stuff than you can imagine. I got more gifts than you can imagine. And there are no plastic knives included. Everything is sharp. As a matter of fact, everything is quality. I don't give secondary gifts. I don't give plastic stuff. I don't give junk. But I need somebody to carry it to somebody who's going to need it. Go stand in the temple courts and proclaim, because it's coming from the very presence of God. It's coming through those who are walking with Jesus. And it's coming to someone who God has targeted to receive it. A few days ago, I was at one of the convenient marks around here, and I shared this story in a couple of groups, but I went in, and I challenged some people to go ahead and just go on in and pay for your gas, because God may open up the door to tell somebody that God loves them or Jesus loves them. And so the very next morning, I was out to the gas station, and what did I do? I threw my card in the machine. I didn't go inside. And all of a sudden, I heard God say, "Really? Really? I still love you, and I might even like you still right now, but really? It's just really?" That's what I heard God say, really? And so I looked, I reached in my pocket, and I had a few dollars, and I also know my wife likes subtly sweet tea. So I run in to get a subtly sweet tea, and all of a sudden the guy in there behind the register, and And I just started asking him a question, and there was no one else in the store, and God had really parted the waters. And we heard his question. We ended up on John 3:16. I said, God loves you. Do you know that? For God so loved the world. He loves you, man. Do you know that God loves you so much so that he wants a relationship with you? And this guy responded to me. He said, not sure that I am loved by anyone in this world. I'm telling you what, the guy needed a gift from God. And for another few moments, we sit there and had a conversation back and forth without another person coming in the store. When we finished our conversation and I walked toward the door, there was three people coming to the door, actually held the door open so I could leave. God had parted the water for one guy in East Freedom. For one guy that was struggling that day to even think that anybody would love him. And that heard that God loved him. I'm telling you what, that gift came from the very presence of God. And just so you know, once in a while I get it right too. And I carried that message to that guy and it rattled his soul. It rattled him that day because God loves him. Because God wanted him to have a message. But he was looking for someone who would go and stand in the temple court and carry this message, this gift from the very presence of God through those that are walking with Jesus into someone that he had particularly targeted to receive that message that day. Will we carry the message? Will we carry the message to this world? And maybe you need a message delivered today. 1 John 2:2 says this, Jesus is the sacrifice for our sins. He takes away our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of the world. And sometimes people just need to know, you haven't screwed up too much. You never screw up too much. God loves you no matter what. And as a matter of fact, forgiveness is on the table. It never gets taken off the table. You're never too far gone. I heard a guy just say recently, I'm too far gone. And I heard someone else say, not true! That was the message from God. It wasn't true. You're not too far gone. You're not over the bridge, the water over the bridge, so to speak. And God's bringing a message to us and to a world that says you're not too far gone. There is forgiveness for you. As a matter of fact, I'll forgive anything. If you'll let me, I'll forgive you. If you'll let me, I'll forgive you. And I'll cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's a beautiful thing. I got sprayed by a skunk one time. I got away from the skunk. That was relatively easy. Getting away from the stink is another whole ball of wax. As I walked into the house and Cheryl kicked me back out the door. She said, you're going to take off everything out there. I said, everything? I'm standing on the porch with my BVD, so I said, honey, you're going to have to let me in. You stink. We finally worked an agreement, and I got enough soap and stuff. But God says, I'll take the skunk away, and I'll take the stink away, and I'll forgive you. And I will cleanse you from all the stink in your life. You just got to hear the message. Will we, church, will we carry that message to her? Am I carrying that message to you today? Is God giving us that message because he wants us to deliver it to somebody that he is targeting for this day or this week? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. Somebody needs to hear that. That you may be on the edge of something that you think is sucking the life out of you and justify it is sucking the life out of you. There are things in this world that are sucking the life out of people. Literally sucking the life out of people. And I think God wants them to have a gift, and thus the Lord has given me help, that the Lord is there. He will give you help, and you come alongside of somebody and you weep with them or you cry with them and you hold them and you hug them and you let them know that this is a reality, that this thing is going on, this cancer is going on, or this loss of job is going on, or this uncertainty in my life is going on, but God's got you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I always love that. When every time I understand, no matter where I am, no matter what kind of darkness I walked in, if God shows up and I ask God to show up and he shows up in my life, light shines on the path. I was a coon hunter for years and years and years. Just loved to hunt coon. Just it was crazy. You know, it was. But my dad had a curfew for me. It was 5 a.m. in the morning to be in the barn to milk cows. And so I'd get done at 8 p.m. milking cows, and my curfew was showing back up in the barn at 5 a.m. the next morning. He didn't care how much I coon hunted. I come in morning after morning, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock a.m. I'm telling you what, after a while, it just wasn't enough sleep. But I can remember having all of a sudden my flashlight going dead, all of a sudden whacking my flashlight, and the light came on. And I was so happy that the light came on. And God says, I'll whack the flashlight around you, and the light will come on. Somebody needs to hear that message. This world needs to hear that message. In Ephesians says this, I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being, so that that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in God's love, may have the power with all your family to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, so that you may know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with a full measure, filled to the measure of all fullness of God. You know, that's what God wants to do in your life. He wants to do that. He wants to fill you. You want to speak something over your children every day? Speak that over their children. That is a gift right from the very presence of God, that they would experience the love of Christ, all sides of them, and they'd be filled with the fullness of God. You can push the button. Someone needs to hear that. Show me, Psalm 25 says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth, and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Pocket some of these gifts. Pocket some of these gifts. And the next time you're at the convenient mart, and the next time God says, bingo, there it is. There's the person. There's the individual. Give it to him now. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give him the gift from the very presence of God. You're saying, well, I don't know. He heals the brokenhearted. And he binds up their wounds. Habakkuk says, The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like the hind's feet or the feet of a deer. He makes me walk on my high places. Do you want to walk on high places? I want to speak that into your life today. I'm going to speak that into your life today. I'm going to speak that into your life today. God wants you to walk on high places. Not only any high places, your high places, young lady. Your high places. God's got a message, and he's looking for people to deliver it. He's got a message for you and for I, and he's got a message for this world, and he's got a message for the people in this room, and he just needs a few good people just to stand up and say, I'll carry that gift. I'll carry that gift to this world. I'll carry this gift, not only to the world, but the very individual that you're targeting to receive this gift, because God knows some stuff about some people. I'm going to end the service like this today. Scott, if you can stand in front of that door over there. Tobin, if you could stand at that door. Tim, can you stand at that post behind you? Jeff, can you pick a spot in the room here and stand up? Jimmy, can you stand in the back? Jeff, can you stand over here next to me? I got a word for the young families in this room this morning. And I'm setting the guardsmen around. That's what I'm doing. Because I got a gift from the most holy place. I got a gift from the very presence of God this morning. And I'm going to deliver it to the young families in the room. Some of your young families are facing stuff that you don't know if you can do or not. And I'm going to speak this into your life today. Because I am compelled to speak this into your life today. And it's going to start with this. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Do you hear me? Do you hear me, young families? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Do you hear me, young families? Do you hear me? Come into the center. Do you hear me? No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. You got it? I'm speaking that into your life today. There's no weapon out there that can defeat God. And you've got a family and you're wondering how you're going to grow all these kids, not just to get taller, but you're going to raise children. And you're facing some challenges in your life. And I'm telling you right now, right from the very presence of God, there's no weapon formed against you that's going to prosper. Because God is for you. So who can be against you? In addition to that, I want to speak the next verse into your life right now. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of this world. On the contrary, they demolish strongholds. I'm speaking that into your life right now. I'm speaking that into this family right now. There's weapons you don't even know. You haven't even opened up the cupboard yet. And God's going to show you new weapons. He's going to show you new weapons, Jones family. He's going to show you new weapons. This is a gift from the very presence of God. And I'm going to get deliberate today. I'm not just bringing goat signs and donkey signs and gluten-free buckwheat flour. I'm bringing the very presence of God this morning. And with these men standing around, receive it, New Life families. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No weapon is going to win. And you got weaponry that you don't even know about yet. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You hear me, Mama? Because this is coming from the very presence of God through one who's walking with Jesus. To those that God has targeted today to receive this message, to receive this gift. So let me pray. Guys, stay right in your place. If I can have the guys that are just standing around, if I can just have you hold your hands up. Jimmy, I know you had triple bypass, but get them up, baby. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come and speak life into young families. That there is no weapon. That they have new weaponry. That greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. And Father, you have chosen them for this season to be moms and dads. It wasn't by mistake. They have children. And they're striving to raise their children in the way that you would want them to. Bless them, God, today. Deliver this gift to them. Burn it into their souls and into their hearts. Love on them like I know you do. And Father, I thank you for that. I thank you for men that I can call on that'll stand around with arms raised. God, you're working right now. Not because you're always working, but that's true. Because I can see and feel you working right now. So Father, thank you for that truth. Thank you for your love for us. And thank you for where you're going to take us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now if everyone would just stand with me. Father, we stand before you, not just because it's time to go, not just because our keisters are flat, not just because we're tired. We stand before you as men and women of God. We stand before you and say, here we are, God, send us. Help us to fly from porch to porch. Help us to deliver the message and the gifts that you want us to deliver in this world. Turn that up. That's truth, God. Help us to be givers. Help us to be receivers. Help us to see that victory. I pray again for the man at the convenience store. Let him know again today that you love him. Father, I thank you. I thank you for every family that's in this room. I thank you for every pap and gram that's in this room. I thank you for every man and woman of God that's in this room. Father, I thank you for every person sitting in this room. Father, whether we're two or whether we're 100, we are servants of the Most High God. And we're going to carry, I'm declaring, we're going to carry the gifts from the very presence of God to those people that you have targeted, because, God, you know some stuff about some people. Father, I thank you for that. So here we go, God, we're going to leave. But help us not leave your presence this morning. Help us to walk with you all the days of our life, one step at a time. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day.